A rich tax collector, short of stature, in a sycamore tree. Those are the details we get about Zacchaeus. I picture him going about his business in Jericho, a Jewish community under Roman rule. Short Zacchaeus is able to get a job with the government, a job that produced enough income to make him rich, at the expense and cost of his fellow Jewish community friends and neighbors. We have contemporary opinions about the IRS and tax codes, but in our culture, tax collectors aren't skimming a little off the top for themselves or inflating the bill to make extra money. Nor are tax collectors seen as selling out their people to the enemy. But that was the case in Jesus' time. So those who heard about Zacchaeus would immediately have labeled him as a traitor, oppressor, other. So the details of rich tax collector said something about how he was accepted or not accepted by his community, and how he might have accepted himself or not accepted himself. I think he struggled with accepting himself. I think it was very nice to be wealthy and have a job. But there was also something nagging at Zacchaeus, something based in an inner conflict about the cost of being a tax collector for the oppressing empire. I think deep in his soul he was unsettled. And I'm going to play with that idea this morning. Zacchaeus knew the teachings of the Torah. He knew the importance of community. He knew there was only one God, and that wasn't Caesar. He was a Jew that knew what it meant to be Jewish. Yet he had been willing to look the other way from some of that in order to have this job that gave him wealth and power. So I'm speculating that he had a pit in his gut that told him that all was not well. So much of his life was okay and working, except not all of his life was okay and working. And he could manage holding that at bay often, but there were times when it percolated up. Times like when he was preparing to fall off to sleep at night, and his defenses were lowered, and he tossed and turned, not able to settle. Times like when this incredible rabbi Jesus was coming by. Zacchaeus had likely heard about this Jesus. Zacchaeus had a position of power. He would hear the news and the chit-chat. He would hear about the growing number of people that were joining in with Jesus. He would hear about the deep trust and commitment to living and spreading the love of God. He would hear that and scratch his head. Where did he fit in all of this? He was Jewish, and that was his God they were following. But his income came from a man who claimed to be God, a different God. And those unsettled questions, the ones that percolated up when he was trying to fall asleep, they come rushing to the surface now. Because Jesus is coming into town. The crowds are gathering on the streets to see him. Zacchaeus is conflicted. This rabbi and his love, is this the way and I've missed it all? This rabbi and his love, is it nothing and I can ignore it and continue on with the things that afford me wealth? This rabbi and his love, would he offer it to me? Me who has abused my position and taken advantage of my neighbor? I don't think Zacchaeus knew what to do with Jesus. I think his perch in the sycamore tree was not because he was short and couldn't see. I think it was his way of observing without getting too close, or of taking it in from a safe distance. I think he was playing it safe, checking it out and keeping his distance. He knew he had made mistakes. He knew he wasn't perfect. He knew he had hurt others. He knew there were things about him about which he was embarrassed. And he thought it would be best to keep his distance. So up in the tree he went, safely removed from the crowd and from this rabbi, Jesus. Or so he thought. Jesus saw it differently. The streets were crowded with people eager to connect to Jesus. Jesus loved and welcomed them, but he didn't stop with them. He never stops with those ready to get close and join in. He is always looking around and seeking out those who are less certain. Those like Zacchaeus, whose life circumstances, actions, history make them think they can't be in close and connected. Those who hide in the trees. Our sacred story says Jesus saw Zacchaeus and then invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. Jesus sought out the one not fitting in and made connection. The crowd reacted, "What? Really? This tax collector? You're going to his house?" Yep. That's exactly what Jesus does and how Jesus acts. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, Jesus is beckoning to you, welcoming you, wanting to get close to you, to come into your life, your home, your work, to love you, to enfold you in the abundant grace of God, to name you as the beloved son, the beloved daughter of the living God. To do that because Jesus believes that knowing who and whose you are matters. And that is who you are, each of you. Beloved son, beloved daughter of the living God. That is the core of your identity. No other label or circumstance is more significant. Each of us can come down from the trees in which we hide and step into the flow of grace. Amazing, abundant grace. Amen.